Up next, Brian. Brian and his cast of characters with Crash Course for the Ravers. Thanks for listening. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Turn on the light. Don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. Crash course for the Ravers. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this thought out saturation. Listen at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for regiment. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video film.
And I don't hear anything. Oh, my God. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Okay, so wrong CD source. Jimmy, you up? What mic do you have? Why are you way over there?
I don't know. Mic number 17.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. We are a Crash Course for the Ravers. Show! Because I got CD3 on there, that's why.
Yeah, that's cool. It really is a raver's day. I mean, get out and take a drive, and the weather is insane. Hitting 80 in Boston today.
Is it gonna? Really?
79 right now.
Hey, it's a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian Young. That's Jimmy James. I think Marie Michelle will be coming in. I'm not sure.
We have a few passerbys today.
Well, Tom Baker and the Snakes are coming in. They should be here any moment.
Very, very cool.
And I don't know. They'll probably have to set up or something. I'm not sure what they're bringing. They said they'll do a couple of live songs. I don't think all the Snakes are coming, but at least Tom Baker and okay. Charles Hanson, and we'll see who else.
As long as they show up, we could do a barbershop quartet.
Yay! Sarah said she might show up.
It's summertime. Anybody could stop in.
Well, then I had Philippe Marcade from the Senders was going to call in at 3, but actually I talked to him yesterday and he can't talk. His voice is all hoarse and he has a show down in New York City Tuesday. I'm going down to that for his book release, Punk Avenue, everyone.
Nice.
He might still call and say hi. I asked, can you at least do that? Because I really, told everyone you're calling. But if he doesn't, we're going to interview him next week. And it will probably be better because it'll be after I go down and see his show and stuff. So.
Yeah, and he'll be able to talk better.
Yes. Yes, for sure. Hopefully Phil calls and says hi anyway.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
We'll see.
We like it.
Oh, on Facebook last night, I was posting about this pin I had on my leather jacket.
Yeah, I saw that. I said,
whoever first says what my new lapel pin is from gets the first played request on Saturday's show. And I thought this would take a little while because it's very obscure. But right away, boom, Gene Dante posts. That's from Star Trek, Mirror Universe. It's like Mirror, Mirror. Actually, he was close enough. The episode of Star Trek is called Mirror, 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 and there's an alternate universe. And
right.
The Enterprise's symbol is this sword going through
it's like
planet
the
Earth.
It's like the violent Earth rather than the peaceful Earth.
Gene Dante got it right away.
Right away. All right, Gene. What do you win?
So, I said he gets first choice. He says, I just happened to stumble upon it. I'm like, oh no, Gene, I know you can't keep your eyes off this stuff. He says, choices. If we're going retro, Iggy and the Stooges, your pretty face is going to hell.
I like that song.
Yeah, we're going with that.
That's a good one.
And then we probably, for Gene, we'll have to dig up some Gene Dante,
right?
Let's do a Stooges block anyways. I've been
fantastic.
In such
fantastic.
Because the funny thing is, I was actually listening to that song yesterday. I'm like in a Stooges phase.
Wow, maybe two should have coffee together sometime.
No, this is just one of I have these weird coincidences every day, Jimmy. It's so weird.
Yep.
I was listening to it just a couple hours before he requested it. And here it is now. Here's the song we are talking about. Iggy and the Stooges on WMFO.
Hey,
you have a request? 855-915-9636. And I don't have it up. Yeah!
Get it up, bro.
Yeah.
Town.
Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Legalize marijuana.
Legalize marijuana.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes. Big Stooges blog. Actually, I have one more to go. One more.
Wow.
One more long, precious one. I really feel like hearing again. probably for the 100th time this week, because I'm thinking of covering it with the Thigh Scrapers.
Yeah, which one?
This one. Yeah, might be in the Thigh Scrapers with you as guitarist.
Yeah, what was I?
No, I'll play it. I'm sick of you. I love this song. Right. It's like, it's just so funny. You know, listen to the lyrics to it. Not many lyrics in it, but Iggy, like, with a little message to his girlfriend breaking up with him. I could just picture poor Betsy.
Poor Betsy.
Yeah, Betsy, his girlfriend. Yeah, Betsy. She knows it's true. And, Betsy, she'd probably get pigtails, you know?
Yeah.
Iggy Pop's teenage girlfriend.
From the 50s.
And he's, like, heading off to Detroit, you know? This is very cool. Right. What did we hear? We heard lots of Stooges.
Stooges, nothing but Stooges.
Well, we started with Thigh Scrapers, and looks like a lot of my songs didn't go up there. Your Pretty Face Is Going to Hell was the one that Gene Dante requested.
Yeah, good song.
Excellent song.
Good pick.
And then we played I Got a Right and Loose. And and then what did we I guess that was it, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Well, we have Tom Baker and the Snakes coming in, so stick around for that. I am gonna play a Gene Dante song, but first we gotta hear about Iggy and Betsy, right?
Absolutely, can't wait.
Hey, you have a request? 855-915-9636. And picture the Scrapers doing this. I think you'll like it.
'cause I'm sick of you.
Trench coat.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. A dirty trucker's there. You'd think it was a liar's block, but nope. We started with Gene Dante, C-Star, Willie Alexander in there, Killer in a Trench Coat. Liar, She Pays the Rent. Then covering Liars, the Dirty Truckers, Help You In. And from Dirty Truckers, lead guy from Dirty Truckers, Tom Baker, right
here. Brian,
and of Tom Baker and the Snakes, we got Snakes in here too. We got Charles Hanson.
Mr. Charles Hanson, yes, in the house.
Charles.
What's going on, guys?
Not much.
Just tell me you got a tramp stamp.
Yeah. Oh no, yeah. Not you, Charles.
Charles is gonna he's gonna get one soon.
He's got a tramp stamp.
No, you're looking at them
now.
Shopping.
He's denying it.
What's it gonna be, Charles? No. A butterfly.
It's gonna be a Tom Baker and the Snakes tattoo.
Yeah. Snakes.
There you go.
A coiled cobra.
Snakes coming out of your underwear.
They're great. It's gonna your be wife would love that.
Beg your pardon.
Melissa,
it's gonna be a.
Exactly. It's not gonna be anything.
It's gonna be a likeness of a Hot Pocket or something.
Nice.
Hot Pocket.
Anyway,
let's get really weird. You know?
Really.
Let's come out of way left field.
91.5 WMFO in Medford here. These guys have been in tons of great bands all over Boston, and I know Dirty Truckers the most. You want to list off any other bands you guys have been
in?
Yeah,
sure. I was in a great band.
I'll list my bands.
I was in a band called Smoke Shop early on, great band. My friend Roland Smith in town. What up, Smitty? I know he's trying to listen. Then in a band called Nana after my grandmother.
Nice.
Good old Nana.
I had a Nana too. That's what I called her.
With Paul Janowitz. Jana was a great guitar player.
Yep. Nice.
Big Trouble.
Yep. And then a band Pouch with my friend Jim Bunny, who was in Buttercup.
Nice. Did you record with all these bands?
I did, yeah. So I've got like 45s or, you know.
Whatever you get, EPs. Whatever you can spare, you know, bring over. Yeah. I'll play it.
I'll definitely do that.
Bring it on.
Sounds good.
I'm in like an alt country band called Scrim Shanders with my friends Jamie and John McGee. Awesome band. I have a show at the Plow coming up in June. I don't know the date, but
with the Snakes?
No, that's with Scrim Shanders.
Oh, okay.
And then
that's why you're bringing it up now.
Yeah. And after Scrim Shanders, then the Dirty Truckers, which you just played. And then after that, Tom Baker and the Snakes.
Now, a Dirty Trucker is still a thing, too?
Yeah, we do like a show or two per year.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah. The new project is Tom Baker and the Snakes. And you actually, you almost won the Rock and Roll Rumble. I thought you were going to do it. I was pushing for you.
You rocked out that.
Yeah,
night.
It was great.
Awesome.
You know, we got close.
Were you second or what?
Tight competition that night.
Did they do that?
We were like 11th or something.
They didn't really tell us what.
They don't
what
tell
position,
you.
Didn't get to stand on the podium.
That's okay. I'm saying you definitely came in second.
No,
all right.
I appreciate that, Brian. But they don't tell you what place you came in. You didn't win. So.
Right.
But Carissa's great. I'm super
Carissa
happy for
Johnston.
Her.
Is it Johnson or Johnston?
Johnson.
Johnson. Yeah. Yes. I played a block of her the next day, and yeah, she's really good.
She's great. Great kid, and. You know, I'm super happy for her.
We'll play something. We'll play something of hers later.
Oh, good.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure. But what do you guys want to do? You want to play some Snakes?
Play some Snakes, and then Charles and I will do some songs, and we'll chat.
Sounds great. What did you say? Run.
Run it out. Run.
Number two. All right.
Run it out. Off Lookout Tower.
We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is brand new stuff from Tom Baker and the Snakes. Check it out. I know, Snakes are coming up. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Brand new Tom Baker and the Snakes there. Run It Out from their new album, Lookout Tower. Great stuff. I have them live right here in the studio. You guys ready to do a song?
Yeah, let's do it, Brian.
All right, man. Go
that
for it.
Sounds good. How
fantastic.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Doll Eyes?
Doll Eyes, yeah. That's one off the new record.
Right on. Digging it.
Oh, thanks.
You want to go for another one?
Yeah, can you hear enough acoustic?
I thought it sounded great. What do you guys think?
It sounded great.
It sounds great in the headphones.
Nice.
I mean,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm digging it.
Sounds great in the headphones, but terrible on the air.
I'm saying that because what
let's
I hear.
Let's do one more.
Does it need more flanger, you think?
I ran down four flights of stairs and got in my car and I turned it on, and it was really good.
Yeah,
I just got back. I'm just a little winded right now.
Why I say that is because what I'm hearing in my
headphones your Albuterol with you?
Is what it sounds like on the radio. All right,
it
sounds good.
It sounds good in the headphones. It sounds good.
There you go, Sarah. Let's do "Gotta Find Her."
Yep.
Go for it.
2, 3, 4.
Tom Baker and the Snakes.
On by with a tray full of drinks and said I'll be right back. That's what I think. Gotta find her. Yeah, gotta find her. Son of a gun, she must have been on the run. She never came back. I'm dying for someone. Gotta find her. Yeah, gotta find her. Fun so fast, yeah, no it ain't right. Figure like a glass, the hour's getting tight. Might be my last chance, don't make me wait or not. Gotta find her. Gotta find her. liquor and I'm on the last play. Had the same echoes he had the other day. I gotta find her. And over there, right with a figure like a glass. The hour's getting tight. Might be my last chance. Don't make me wait tonight. I've got to find her.
Very good.
Fantastic.
You did my favorite lick.
I was hearing some Stones in there. Was that that?
Yeah, no. He's got the Stone sound going today. Yeah. And he's not even in the key of G. He's doing well.
You want some Stones?
I love some Stones. They're my favorite. You kidding me? Nice.
Sitting in a bar, tickling a char in Jackson. And on the street, the summer sun does shine. Many of the girls I had to meet in Jackson. And I just can't seem to leave you off my mind. It's a hard song women.